start, maybe, Brad, if we can, with just the how it all unfolded, because maybe you knew it was going to go down that way, but what were your thoughts when those first few picks started trickling the way they did and you realized you were going to get Matthew Tkachuk?
Well, we had lots of discussion before. We had a couple of things that we were looking at in terms of, some move ups, if you will. Thought we were there, sort of came to us, went away. And at that point, then you wait for the picks to come off the board. And after the third pick, we had a feeling that was going to come our way, and we're excited. He's a player we really like. The one thing I think with Matthew, like, he's real competitive. Brains and competitiveness are two real big attributes. This is a guy who's real smart, has played with really good players, but can think and play with good players. But he plays in the guts of the game. This guy is, he's got an innate ability around the net. And the places that you have to go to score goals in this league, he goes there, and he is an absolute pain in the rear end to play against. So we're excited to have him.
Kind of sounds like another player when you describe. Kind of sounds like a guy like Sam Bennett, doesn't it? I mean,
there's some attributes there. They're hard-nosed guys. They're guys that I call those guys that they can play in April, May, and June when it's, the rink's shortened up and there's no space and those types of things. And the thing with Matthew is he wins. He's won, and he was on a great team this year. Lots of talent, but winning seems to follow this guy around. So we were excited, to say the least, when he was there.
And it's a guy really well. I mean, you had him in for the meetings. He said the combine sold him on you guys, and it just said Calgary was the team he circled, Brad. He just kind of, his dad said this couldn't have worked out better.
Yeah, I mean, he's. You guys will get to know him. He's got some personality. And there's some bloodlines there. He's been around the rink since he could walk. So he knows the game. This isn't the bright lights aren't too bright for him. And he's got a heck of a personality. He's a gamer. So we had lots of discussion with him. We had a chance to bring him in, give him the once over at our place, and it's a good day.
He also seems to have some confidence and believes he can play in the NHL as soon as next season. Do you think he's that close?
Yeah, tonight's not the night for worrying about that. Tonight is, I think he's a real driven guy. I like this guy. To give you a little indication of what Matthew Tkachuk's all about, he had an ankle sprain, like a bad ankle sprain. He had a banged up shoulder. He was getting stuff frozen to play every game in the playoffs. And he scores the game-winning goal in the Memorial Cup. A day later, he's at the combine, and I think his summer lasted six or seven days. This summer, he's already back training and working out in the Toronto area. So we'll worry about making teams and all that in September. We caution people, this is still a very young man, and we're going to take our time with Matthew, but I know he's driven, and I know... We sat in my office a few weeks ago, and he said, "You draft me, I'm going to make your team." And I said, "I'm not looking for the guy to make it the fastest. I'm looking for the guy who's going to be the best when he gets here." So we'll see. That's what training camp's for.
You said yesterday that it'd be good to get a goalie. What led you to Brian?
Well, we really like Brian. I mean, that was he'd been on our radar for quite some time. I think he's one of these guys that's, really real mature guy. His game, you see his game, sort of a late bloomer. Maybe he doesn't get the fanfare of a lot of other guys, but when you really dig into the numbers, this guy's been one of the best goaltenders in the league for the last number of years. We thought that the contract and the acquisition cost was very reasonable. The other thing, too, is it's about the character of this person. You go and talk to teammates, you go and talk to coaches who have been around them. He is loved by people that he plays with. And we think that's a really important thing. He'll drive your practice. Anybody I talked to, I was doing my research, said he'll be the hardest worker you have in practice. He'll drive your practice. He'll make your players better in practice because he doesn't like to let a puck in at any time. So We're happy to have him with us.
You feel comfortable with your goaltending situation, with what you have in the system, you know, Ordeo going forward, with that, whatever you have right now, are you comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, we got better today, no question. The good news is we don't play for a few months yet, so we'll keep, you know, that, and that's no slight to anybody we have. We really like Yoni Ortio. Obviously, we like Brian. I think we've got some kids. I like the, you know, it starts to, the age groups start to fit in a little bit. But we'll get back at it tomorrow and see if there's ways to continue to look at things.
Brad, we saw you talking a lot. Could you tell us now? Was that
We used to live together, so we were just talking about when he used to steal my hairbrush. He doesn't need to do that anymore because he's. No, you know, it's the draft. You're always chit chatting.
When you were talking about Elliott's term and his hit, his contract, is it favorable within the context of other options that you were looking at this week? Or?
I think it just makes sense. I mean, to me, it's you know, he's at a real good number contractually. The opportunity for us to, you know, part of this deal, Doug and I talked, he allowed me to talk to his representative. So there may be the opportunity to look at an extension, but there's no need necessarily to, you know, we'll look at that. But, you know, there's no need to rush, but maybe there is a need to look at something. So I felt when you look at the combination of the player, the person, the acquisition cost, the contract, we thought it was a smart move for us.
Did you get a sense from Elliott's agent that he was looking for a different opportunity maybe to get more started?
I think, I get a sense that this guy has really been, he's been a really good goalie in the league. And, you know, he hasn't been the guy in terms of grab. Now, having said that, he played 60-plus games this year when you look at the playoff performance, or the playoff games. He's excited. Now, he's in Croatia, but I had spoken to him as we went through this process earlier today, when he knew there was an opportunity, a potential opportunity to come to Calgary, he was excited. And like I said, we're excited about the person we're adding too. This guy's got some juice, and he's, like I said, he's a apart from being a real good goalie, which is paramount, he's a real good teammate.
Some of the other names we heard would have come with a much higher cap hit. How big of a factor was $2.5 million cap hit in ultimately going in that direction?
Well, there's I think there was, we were linked to every goaltender from Timbits to senior men's on Sunday night, and we might have talked to them all too, but it all is all part of the fact, you know. But that's, hey, there's some, we're still, you know, like I said, we don't play till October. We just, as we look around, this one really, it's made sense for us. It made sense from a contractual standpoint, acquisition cost. But we really like the player. Like, we really like the, you know, you start going out on the market and you start talking about Brian Elliott, it's hard to find people to say a bad word about him.
As you look into your crystal ball, I mean, you got a couple of second round picks tomorrow, and obviously you've got a bunch after that, but you get a sense that you might be keeping them, trading them. I mean, can you get a sense at this point, or is it?
See how it plays out. I mean, you know, you want to keep adding. You like to keep adding. We moved some picks last year, obviously, in the deal we made. So you want to keep that cupboard filled up. So we'll see. I mean, where are these picks? Obviously, we put 35 in play, and this is the, again, I come back to the, you know, the moves that we made back at the deadline. These are those assets. We don't have extra second round picks. We're not sitting here with a goalie tonight. I mean, that's just. So we'll get after it, get back to the hotel and start cranking it back up and see where we got to.
Since Elliott has never really grabbed it and been that guy, and does that contract allow you to add another guy and maybe envision him to play in tandem, or do you envision him as the number one guy?
Yeah, we got Elliott, or we got Brian. We think he's capable of grabbing an opportunity right now. But part of the attraction too is the contract. It gives you flexibility throughout your life. I mean, you know, to play, to be a real good goalie at that number in the league gives you some flexibility. And the term even is, you know, we'll continue to look at that. But it's good to have flexibility. This contract provides us that.
You're excited about Brian and really to every goalie on the market. But, well, I mean, just with Bishop at all, how much interest do you have in him? And I don't know if they asking price was.
No, I'm not going to comment on any players.
Can you speak to maybe just you know, in your tenure here, you've added some character. I know you've talked about this environment and the character, the kind of person you want in your locker room. You've really addressed with a lot of personality, a lot of guys who just seem like they want to win.
It's critical. You know, it's critical. You need, you need ability, but you need, there's got to be a certain DNA, and it's like I said, you got to look and make sure you're getting the right people in there, and I like the players we added today, but I like the, you know, their makeup and the DNA of them too, and those kind of guys help you win, and I think it's important.
I could ask you one more on Kachuk. I think we've seen the last 2 years with Monahan and Gaudreau that it's not easy to play with guys who are that good. Watching him play with Marner and Dvorak, did that influence your decision to pick him at all?
It's a good point. Like he had two really good line mates. That was a really good line, but he's also a good line mate. And it's easy to say, okay, look, you're playing with these guys. But you're right. To me, to play with good players, you have to have a brain to play with good players. And you know, this guy is—he's so intelligent. Like his hockey sense is, in my mind, elite. To go along with, you know, like I said, some good hands, a real bite to his game, and you know, he's just he's a dirty SOB to play against. So I love that combination. I think that's great. But he has the mind to play with top players, and not only is it. Do you need that to play with them? But top players like to play with smart players too. So,
do you see him
as a fit? It's June. We just drafted him. I'm gonna go back and have a cold beer, look at the list, and we'll worry about the top lines later.
Do you see him as playing on the left or the right side?
You know, we he's versatile. He's played a little bit of both. He's left shot, left wing, but we talked to him a lot about that. He played a little center or a little bit of center this year. But I think he's versatile to play either wing.
Were there ever any serious discussions with Pittsburgh and their playing situation?
I'm not going to comment on anything else.
Where are you with Ordeo's game? Are you comfortable with him being your backup next year?
Yeah, we like Yoni. I thought he had a real strong finish to the year. Played some really good games. We made our goaltending deeper today. Where it all goes, we'll see. Like I said, we've got some decisions to make as we go forward, but I like Yoni. I really do. We felt it was important to get an experienced goaltender, and then we'll see how things round out. But I Yoni, like our team, had some peaks and valleys, and a lot more valleys than peaks, but I thought he finished real strong.
It seemed like Doug Armstrong was really happy with the scenario of playing goaltender and goaltending. Like, did you have to really do some convincing to talk to him, or was he wanting to play?
What I find is managers are never ecstatic and easy to give up good players, right? Like, they don't. But Doug knew, and everybody's situation is different. He's got a young guy there in Jake Allen that he wants to be able to. Have him take the ball with it a little bit. And I thought Doug did too. He did well. The 35th pick, you know, that'll be a valuable pick tomorrow for him. But we like the price.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.